Since they had no sample of Mr. Conyers' handwriting, DeVille made a suggestion that Teddy eventually liked. They would use the ruse of a new laptop. The first draft was composed by DeVille in New York, and after an hour or so, the fourth draft read as follows. Dear Ricky, I got your letter of the 22nd. Forgive me for not writing sooner. I've been on the road a lot lately, and I'm behind on everything. In fact, I'm writing this letter at 35,000 feet, somewhere over the Gulf, en route to Tampa. And I'm using a new laptop. Wonderful news about your release and the halfway house in Baltimore. I have some business interest there, and I'm sure I can help you find a job. When you get to Baltimore, I'll be happy to spend time with you, show you around, you know. I promise I'll write sooner. I can't wait to hear from you. Love, Al. The letter was printed, marked up, revised, redrafted, pored over with more care than a treaty. The final version was printed on a piece of stationery from the Royal Sonesta Hotel in New Orleans and placed in a thick, plain brown envelope with optic wiring hidden along the bottom edge. In the lower right-hand corner, in a spot that looked as if it had been slightly damaged and knotted in transit, a tiny transmitter the size of a pinhead was installed. When activated, it would send a signal 100 yards for up to 3 days. Since Al was traveling to Tampa, the envelope was stamped with a Tampa postmark, dated that day. This was done in less than half an hour by a team of very strange people down in documents on the second floor.